The toss, the tap, and the opening touch tonight controlled by the Salukis of SIU. They'll attack the basket to our left as we look at it from our broadcast spot adjacent to the Rambler bench. Ramblers open up man-to-man defensively. Right side, Lavender. They feed the post. Caroline back over to Lavender. Dribbles into the paint. Passes off. Low left, Caroline. Head and shoulder fake. Got Doyle to leave his feet but was able to finish. Once Doyle came back down, and Jordan Caroline, the freshman out of Champaign, Illinois, opens the scoring tonight for SIU, who takes a 2-0 lead, drawing first blood 35 seconds in. Here's Caroline, kick left corner over to O'Brien, who rattles home a three. Sean O'Brien got loose, and he knocked down a three-ball from the left corner, his eighth of the year. Just 5-2 SIU, Ramblers the basketball. Left to right here in this first half. Doyle up the near sideline, guarded by Bean. Chrisman, a touch pass, feeds the post over to Thomas. Back it in, wheels in on Olandia, up with the right hand, right of the rim, and he laid it in off the window. Dribble in the paint across the lane, up against Doyle. Doyle blocked it away into the hands of Peterson. Here come the Ramblers. Peterson, near sideline, jump pass, left corner, White, extra pass to Doyle, thought about a three, took a step inside the arc, feeds it for Thomas, fades, fires from five, left of the key, and Christian Thomas has his second field goal of the night, points number three and four as well, and the Ramblers now at 8-5, terminates a dribble, gives to Bean inside the arc, 18-foot jumper is good for Anthony Bean, who has been ice cold, but he knocks down a jumper here, his first two of the night. Here's Caroline. Across the lane, into the paint, lay it up with the left hand. Good, counted, and the foul. Olanyo finds Smith. Peters' jumper from the baseline right is good from 15 off the bounce. Smith Peters on a nice assist from Olanyo, and Smith Peters has his first two. Six to shoot. Goodwin down the right-hand side of the lane in traffic. Stripped from behind by Doyle. Ball's loose. Behrhein's a three at the shot clock buzzer, and it's good. Ramblers did everything they could defensively, and Behrhein's buries a three ball. Doyle fakes a three with four to shoot, dribbles into the paint, pulls up from 15, rattles and falls. A great shot with English by Milton Doyle off the bounce. He has his first two of the night. He was able to coax that one through the cylinder, and that pulls the Ramblers back within one. 17-16, Ramblers have scored four straight. Doyle down low, caught by Thomas. Low left layup, good. Thomas has four straight, give him eight. And the Ramblers are back up by one, 18-17. And Barry Hinson has seen enough. He's going to stop the bleeding with 5:25 to go in this first half. Thomas backs in on Bean, turns toward the baseline. Half hook right hand, doesn't go. Ingram, the offensive rebound, goes back up against Jim Day and got it to go. Baseline right. SIU will get the last crack at it this half. Lavender to the foul line, rising from 15, and it's sweet off the bounce. Somebody left Deion Lavender open, and he made the Ramblers pay. In the final possession of the opening half, Lavender buried a 15-foot jumper on the left-hand side of the lane at the foul line, and Lavender now with his fourth point here in the opening half, and that will close the scoring. 20 minutes are in the books here inside SIU Arena in Carbondale. Barry Hinson, the SIU Salukis, head to the halftime locker room with a three-point lead on Porter Moses. Loyola Ramblers are counted halftime. It's SIU 23 and the Ramblers 20. Here's White on the right wing. Crosses over on Lavender, right of the key. Shovels off into James. Up in traffic, layup good. He coaxed it over the right-hand side of the rim. Big-time shot for Montel James, who has 12 of the Ramblers' 24 points. And the Ramblers forge ahead by one, 24-23. Free throw rattles out, but nobody blocked out Pendleton, who finishes with an offensive layup and put back low right. Ramblers come away trailing by four, 28-24. Thomas in the left block. In the lane, kick out Turk, rising to far side, three, and he knocked it down. Devin Turk from downtown. Peterson on the dribble against O'Brien. Back up top, three in the air by Canute is good. Jay Canute off the bench, buries a three ball straight on. His eighth of the year, he's now 8 for 16. And the Ramblers have drawn even with the house at 30 apiece as we approach the 12-minute mark. White puts the ball on the deck, drives down the lane to the rack with the left hand, and it's good. And the Ramblers back up by one, 32-31. Rebound pulled down by Canute in traffic, and he outlets over to White. White motors forecourt, spinning to a trailing Turk. Three ball straight on, got it. The transition three ball for Devin Turk. He has eight, and the Rambler lead is four, 37-33 with 9:29 to go in this second half. Lavender trying to penetrate on Turk. Pull-up jumper from 18, right of the key, doesn't go. Long rebound, Turk. Plays it away, White. White motors in forecourt. In on Smith. Peters, layup, good. Jeff White has four all coming here in the second half, and the Ramblers lead at 39-33 with 8:17 to play in the second half. Far sideline, Bean inside the arc. 18-foot jumper is good. Off the bounce, Anthony Bean now with nine. Kiki White had a hand in his face, and he was still able to splash that one down. And Porter Moser wants time in a 41-41 tie. 5:48 to play, half number two. Anthony Bean left of the key, 18-foot jumper on the way is good, and Anthony Bean starting to feel it here in the second half. Bean has 11, 15th time he's been in double figures this year, and SIU now a two-point lead, 45-43. Smith-Peters to play it in. Fresh 35 now for the Dogs. Anthony Bean out high. On the dribble against White. Fires a straight on three. No, they're going to say his foot was on the line. It was a two. White was draped all over Anthony Bean, but he still splashed it down. His 14th point of the night. SIU by three, and Porter Moser wants time. Ramblers unveil full court pressure, 136 to play, 52-47, SIU by five. O'Brien runs the baseline. Baseball pass into the forecourt. Caught by Pendleton, racing in, and he spikes it home. He got behind Peterson. O'Brien, the left-handed Hail Mary pass caught by Pendleton, who flushed it home. Points number 8-9, and the SIU lead is once again at seven with 131 to play, second half. Chrisman holds the ball over his head, guarded by Smith-Peters. Lobs a pass into the left corner. Canute, head and shoulder fake on Olania. Feeds it down low underneath to Thomas, who finishes left of the rim with a right hand. Ramblers once again, full court pressure. Sean O'Brien to inbound. He's going to run the baseline. They're going to try a lob feed again. This time Bean got by Richardson, and it results in another dunk. O'Brien with two touchdown passes, the most recent one to Anthony Bean, who flushed it home. White at the other end, wild layup attempt, no good. 1 minute left, rebound SIU. Pendleton fouled from behind. And the fans on their feet here at SIU Arena as they are beginning to sniff their first Missouri Valley Conference victory of the year here on the home hardwood. Canute the rebound, 58 seconds for the ball game. SIU by eight, 57-49. Doyle had the ball stripped away by Pendleton. Pendleton racing it at the other end, rising to the rim, and lays it in. Pendleton with 11 off the steal. Ramblers guilty of nine turnovers now, and the SIU lead is 10. 59-49, their biggest of the night with 42 seconds to go. The final seconds take off here at SIU Arena in Carbondale, and this one has gone final. Barry Hinson's SIU Salukis snap a seven-game losing streak, and for the first time this year are victorious in Missouri Valley Conference play. Salukis win it 59-52 over the Loyola Ramblers, and they have to do so in comeback posture with the win. SIU improves to 8-11 overall, now 1-5 in the MVC. The loss drops the Ramblers to 13-5. Ramblers now even on the Valley slate at 3-3.